Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, good morning. Fantastic weekend of football. My Texas A&M Aggies won. Houston Texans blew out the Jaguars. And how about them Cowboys?
How about them, Roland?
Oh. Two words, beat down. Beat down. I just smacked by Seattle. It's
sorry, Cowboy fans. Roland, can you do the news? The Cowboy fans don't need to hear
that. That is the news.
That is the news. Butt whipping big time.
Cowboy
right.
fans, they don't need to hear this.
They don't, but it's all good, though, because they suck. All right, then. Folks, the Chicago Teachers Union, of course, they went on strike in the Windy City, and everybody was hyped about a potential agreement that took place between union leaders as well as education officials there. But they met with representatives on Sunday, and they said, we still don't like this deal. We will stay on strike. So I want to get some perspective from Reg Weaver. He is the immediate past president of the National Education Association. And actually, he was a teacher there in the Illinois area there in Harvey. Hey, Reg, good morning.
Hey, good morning to all of you. How are you this morning?
All right, Reg, give us a sense here because, you know, a deal is worked out, a tentative agreement between union leaders and education officials, but the teachers say, nah, we're still not happy. I think everybody keeps blaming Karen Lewis, but these teachers in Chicago are not happy with the treatment they're getting from the city.
Right. I think the one thing that is important to note is that nobody ever voted. Oh, from my understanding, the House of Delegates met to discuss and hear through question and answer what the TA agreement was calling for. And when you have something that's significant and probably contentious in some instances, mm-hmm. there are times when you need to have questions and answers made sufficient for the members before they vote. Now, typically, you have a tentative agreement. The members hear the details in terms of questions and answers, and then they vote. And then the House of Delegates meets to confirm.
Oh.
That's probably what happened.
Reg, let's get down to the bottom line, Reg.
Okay.
The bottom line is, what are the points that the teachers and the mayor cannot agree on? And how can we get them to settle this?
A couple of points probably deal with pay for performance with based on student test scores. And the other may be the closing of schools.
They want a what?
The mayor would like to have evaluation of teachers based on how the students score on their test.
That sounds fair to me. What's wrong with that?
Well, it sounds good, but there's so many conditions that exist on the part of students that the teachers don't have any control over how the students come to them, and so when you want to base your evaluation based on how a student does on a test, I don't think that's right. I don't think it's fair.
Okay, now, so how do
now
we solve?
Now there could be some portions of the evaluation based on test scores, and I think the law there calls for about 25%. But I think the mayor was talking about 40%. I think that they probably are close to reaching an agreement on that as it relates to the closing of schools. If in fact a school closes, then in many instances, the teachers who are in that school that closes may not have access to a job. So there has to be some kind of guarantee or some kind of talk to indicate what happens to those teachers if, in fact, the school closes, rather than just saying that you're out on the street.
Now, Karen Lewis has estimated that CPS wants to close upwards of 200 schools.
Mm-hmm.
CPS officials say that is not true. Now you have the mayor who now wants to go to court to get a judge to force the teachers to come back. Let mm-hmm. me also put this in perspective. That was a strike that took place a number of years ago. That strike lasted 19 days. This one thus far has lasted 6, Reg. So this whole issue of school closings, that's Karen Lewis makes it clear that's a huge issue.
It is. But I think that the mayor, he talks about going to court, and he certainly has that right to do that. But I think you have temperatures that are boiling over on both sides anyway, and to do something like that is going to just raise the temperature more. If I were advising, I would suggest that the folks, once again, get together and talk about this thing and allow the teachers the time to have discussions, questions answered, and then vote. Keep in mind, there has been no vote.
So you say you believe that as opposed to the House of Delegates listening to it and then saying no thanks, that you think it should be taken to all the teachers and allow all the teachers to weigh in. And if a majority of them say continue the strike, well, they've had a chance to weigh in as opposed to a portion of the teachers.
From my understanding, the teachers are going to have to vote anyway.
Right.
All the teachers are going to have to vote anyway. And then the House of Delegates will confirm at the end of the day.
Reg,
That's my understanding.
Do you think if they vote today, the teachers will vote to continue to strike or go back to work?
Well, I think the most important thing is for them to have a chance to find out, answer questions, and have questions, and ask questions, and have questions answered. If, in fact, you do not want to have your contract ratified, you will try to rush it through.
Okay, that's now what's going to happen at the end of the year? What's going to happen at the end of the year? If you lose 19 days like you did the last time of school, how are you going to make that up?
Well, again, that is part of the agreement in terms of how you make up days. I don't know what they would agree to, but make up days usually are part of a negotiated settlement.
You might have to go to school on Saturdays and Sundays?
If that's part of the settlement.
Yeah, that's something, like you said, that's going to be determined. I mean, and usually it just means going longer into the summer, Sometimes they give up snow days and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And also keep in mind on this whole piece, the Illinois legislature changed the law that said 75% of the union had to vote to strike. Many consider that to be the toughest law in the country. 90% of the teachers in Chicago voted to strike. So this goes beyond just, it's the union leader. There's some serious unhappiness among the teachers when 90% voted to say strike.
And I think Karen Lewis, I think that she's done an excellent job. And I think that, you know, when she announced on Friday that there had been a TA, I think that she was legitimately happy. And but then again, you have to have your rank and file to be able to answer or ask questions and get answers and then vote. That's the process.
Meanwhile, parents have to deal with this best way they can and still go to work.
But you know, many people are thinking about the kids now, but I want them to also think about the kids when the temperatures are sweltering in the 100-degree range.
Good morning. We will.
All right.